Multiple unions are in dispute with the NWT Health and Social Services Authority over whether Stanton Territorial Hospital should consider using virtual care. Stanton is currently at risk of not having round-the-clock, in-person emergency physician coverage. The NWT Medical Association, the Union of Northern Workers, UNW, and the College and Association of Nurses of the Northwest Territories and Nunavut issued a joint press release on June 26, slamming some plans the territory's health authority has to keep its emergency department open. One of those steps includes what the unions say is an untested virtual model of care where no physician is physically present in the emergency room. However, the NWT Health and Social Services Authority, NTHSSA, told NNSL Media that healthcare providers in the North are accustomed to a virtual care model. That model means patients would speak to doctors over the phone or by video. It is common practice in other smaller communities, stated Crystal Podborachinsky, a communications director with the NTHSSA. Dr. Courtney Howard, president of the NWT Medical Association, told NNSL Media on June 27 that a virtual option should simply not be considered. Stanton's emergency room is short-staffed. Its physician schedule is designed to include about 7 full-time equivalent physicians. Podborachinsky said that about 4 full-time emergency room doctor positions are shared by 6 physicians, who each spend part of their contracted hours working in the emergency room. Locum doctors also help fill in as needed. In response to the union's comments, NTHSSA CEO Kim Riles told NNSL Media on June 27 there are no changes being made to the service delivery model at the hospital's emergency department. Commenting on concern over using virtual care as a possible solution to low staffing, Riles said that such an approach was discussed with staff to gather feedback, but it was not finalized before it was shared with media. She noted, however, that virtual care is one option NTHSSA is exploring. It's one of several ideas under consideration and is not to be seen as a replacement for in-person care, according to Riles. It's a contingency plan that would only happen in the event of a severe staff shortage, she added. Earlier this month, NTHSSA put out a press release asserting that, aside from virtual care, it could also force doctors to work 12-hour shifts. The health authority acknowledged that that is not ideal, nor a long-term solution. The three unions argued that these approaches are unsafe, especially given the intense environment of an emergency department. They also call on Premier R.J. Simpson, Finance Minister Caroline Wozniak and Health Minister Lisa Semler to act immediately. Staffing gaps are already upon us and continue through the summer, the unions stress. We need immediate policy change to provide leadership with the tools required to guarantee 24/7 in-person emergency physician coverage this summer.